Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally. Randy.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. It is a beautiful day here in South Florida, and everyone's happy. The humidity is down, and that makes everybody smile. Have you ever asked yourself what your ultimate purpose is? What are you supposed to add to this world, and what imprint will you leave on it? Another way to phrase it is, am I living the legacy I hope to leave behind? Author Ray Bradbury wrote in his book, Fahrenheit 451, and I quote, "Everyone must leave something behind when he dies, something your hand touched some way, so your soul has somewhere to go when you die. It doesn't matter what you do, so long as you change something from the way it was before you touched it into something that's like you after you take your hands away. Each of us will leave a legacy behind after we pass on. That is a given. It doesn't matter how young or old we are. We never know when our days are up. Would you be proud of the legacy you leave behind if you died today? We should each aspire to live our lives every day in ways that cast a positive light on us. Furthermore, our lives should set an example that others who follow after us will benefit from. In essence, living a legacy requires consideration for tomorrow. When I put it this way, it may seem that focusing on one's legacy means living for the future. And doesn't that conflict with everything I say about living for the moment, living for today? To focus on our legacies, we must certainly consider the future. But that is different than living for the future. More than anything, living our legacies means making each moment count, living each moment with intention. An intention is a course of action, physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, that one intends to follow. It is an objective or vision that guides our thoughts, attitudes, and choices. We send our intentions out in the form of a thought, but we must fulfill our destination with our deliberate actions. This is important because you are building your legacy every day, whether by intention or not. A life that just happens does not inspire anyone. No one will remember it. So the most important question to ask ourselves when planning our legacy is, in what light do I want to be remembered? Will others see my life as having been lived to the fullest? Or will they see it as a life of someone who just got by? Ultimately, we have no control over how others will remember us, but we certainly can influence it. To do that, we must have a direction. We must identify what we want to contribute and achieve while we are here. Whatever we achieve in life, the knowledge we acquire and the challenges we rise above gets passed down through the generations that follow after us. Our words and actions become ripples in the sea of time. They will impact the lives of our family, friends, and community and continue to carry on long after we are gone. The legacy of our lives will impact the lives of those we hold dearest, our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and the future generations. Our words and actions of today influence the way we will be remembered tomorrow. What stories and memories will you leave behind? Everyone will be remembered for something. We all hope to be remembered in a positive light. That memory is influenced by the way we live our day-to-day life, by our attitudes, outlooks, values, and convictions. It is better to be remembered as an optimistic person than a pessimistic person. It is better to be remembered for our inner strength than for our weakness. It is better to be remembered as a faithful person than one who is faithless. And it is better to be remembered as one who is kind than one who is hostile. Consider the following questions. Are you living a life of intention, or are you just coasting? Are you living the life that is best suited for you and your uniqueness, or are you living the life that others want you to live? Are you following your heart or following the crowd? Is the legacy you envision for yourself a legacy of love? If so, there are many ways for you to leave that kind of legacy. You can be a loyal, true person who supports and celebrates the successes of others. You can treat others with compassion and kindness. You can love deeply and unconditionally. You can teach others to fight for what they believe in. You can advocate for those who cannot advocate for themselves. You can be charitable. You can be accepting and forgiving. You can nurture and respect all of God's creations, the earth, animals, and the family of mankind. You can love life. You can love God and spread His light. And you can love yourself and allow others to love you. Or perhaps the legacy you want to leave is one of purpose. Leaving a legacy of purpose requires living for purposes greater than ourselves. To live for purpose, we must positively impact the world while we are here, as well as long after we are gone. We can do that through the generosity of our time and service, or through financial endowments. Some people donate money while they are alive. Some bequest their estates to charities, religious institutions, or scholarship funds after they pass on. But one does not have to have money to leave a legacy of purpose. For most people, it's the work they do in life that leaves the legacy of purpose, whether for business, a foundation, a nonprofit organization, school, or religious institution. Maybe you hope to leave a legacy of excellence or inspiration. Those who pursue excellence in something or everything they do inspire excellence in those around them. They encourage others to raise the bar on their own standards. They strive to make a difference in whatever situation they are committed to, whether through outstanding teaching, excellent performance in school, charitable work, parenting, the arts, or the business world. Inspirers are people who teach others to have hope, whether it is through their words or messages or by quiet example. Often, these people have risen above adversity or bravely achieved a difficult feat and are doing wonderful things with their lives. Their diligence and optimistic outlook is what helps them reach and exceed their goals. Others are empowered by their exemplary life, and the legacy continues. Would you rather leave a legacy of encouragement? Encouragers are people who stand behind others and cheer them on. They know how to treat people with respect, have a way of making others feel special. Encouragers are generous with praise and gentle with criticism. They are there to lend a helpful hand to those who are trying but may still be struggling. Encouragers are secure with themselves but devoted to the well-being of others. They leave their legacy through the tireless help they offer others who are striving to reach their goals. Parents, spouses, friends, teachers, and coworkers have great opportunities to leave legacies of encouragement. Leaving a legacy does not require financial wealth or notoriety. There are many unsung heroes who are walking or who have walked this earth. Each of us plays an essential part in the puzzle of life, or else we wouldn't be here. All our lives have meaning, influence, and purpose. Each of us has something remarkable to pass on to our descendants and to the world. A life lived virtuously and consciously ripples and reverberates eternal. That is the legacy of unsung heroes. That is one of the legacies I hope to leave. I try to live every aspect of my life with that goal in mind. There's a part of me, the ego part, I suppose, that wants to see the difference I am making. But I also know that there is so much I cannot see that profoundly affects my life, the lives of others, the universe, and the spiritual world. I don't necessarily have to see the total impact my life is making to know that I am making one. No one has to know my name for me to make a difference. Those of us who have children will certainly leave a legacy for them. If we love our children, the legacy we leave should be a positive one. My goal in raising my children was to break the dysfunctional patterns of my heritage, the problematic legacy that had been left for me. It took most of my life to break the debilitating cycle that I had inherited, but I'm happy to say that I succeeded. I got help for myself and made conscious choices in raising my children. I refused to subject them to a life of emotional uphill climbing. The love I have for my daughter and son would never allow me to emotionally saddle them with the problems of my past. They have been fortunate to not have to backpedal through life as I did. As a result, they are living wonderful, forward-moving lives. They're making healthy choices. That is the legacy I will leave for them and the generations that come after them. If I accomplish nothing else while my eyes are open, I will die fulfilled. Everyone has a different perspective, so not everyone will see things from my point of view. My perspective works for me, and I hope to inspire others with it. But there are many ways that we can impact the future and leave our mark on it. Many ways we can leave a legacy that will stand the test of time. Step outside of yourself for a minute and view yourself from the outside looking in. How do others see you? Evaluate your morals, values, and beliefs. Would you be proud for others to follow in your footsteps? Assess what areas you can improve on, and then take action immediately. As long as you live and breathe, you can change what is not working in your life. The problem is, we never know when we will stop living and breathing. That is why we should never hesitate to make positive changes as soon as we realize that they need to be made. I've done many shows and written many articles to help bring awareness to life and to help others heal. If you are saddled with emotional pain or in some way stuck in a pattern that does not serve you well, you may want to go through the list of my shows and listen to the ones that speak to your issues. Even if you're not suffering, they may inspire you to do better and to be better. Well, at this point, I'm going to take a brief break, and I will continue this discussion immediately following the 50-second musical interlude, so stay tuned. I will be right back. Welcome back to today's discussion. Are you living your legacy? A legacy is a reflection of your uniqueness and self-expression. What personality traits or innate gifts do you possess that seem to have the most impact on others? Is it your morals and character? Your big heart? Your ability to inspire others? Is it your talents, your sense of humor, your idiosyncrasies, or your intellect? Is it your peaceful nature? Now think about the interests and issues that arouse your enthusiasm. Do you want to make a difference in causes such as child abuse, animal abuse, homelessness, health issues, or better education for our children? Are you civic-minded and strive for changes in your community or country? Are you passionate about making global changes such as world peace, saving the environment, world hunger, or stopping the spread of disease? Next, think about the magnitude of the impact you wish to leave. Do you want to leave a legacy for your children and grandchildren? Will you be happy with a legacy that stays within the family tree for generations to come? Would you like to make a difference in someone's life through vehicles such as adoption, foster care, or volunteering? Do you want to impact the survivors of a cause? Are you hoping to be famous? Do you want to leave your indelible mark on mankind? Once you've narrowed down the area or areas you would like to focus on, you may need a plan to help you implement it. Your plan should include short-term and long-term strategies. Be flexible and understand that you cannot achieve everything at once. Life is a series of processes. Life is continuously unfolding. Everything shifts and changes over time. Your reality today may not be your reality tomorrow, next month, or next year. As the saying goes, we make plans, and God laughs. Evaluate where you are now in your life, and then think about the direction you want your legacy to take you. How will you implement moving towards your goal? Perhaps you have gifts that you have not shared with others and would like to, assets you believe others would benefit from. Maybe you have regrets about something you have done to someone in the past and have not yet made amends for, but hope to. Maybe you've been longing to document your life in a journal or write a book. I was not a writer, nor did I enjoy writing, but a few things motivated me to write my book finally, a memoir about the first 50 years of my life. It was entirely a labor of love. One of the reasons I wrote it was that I wanted my daughter to know and understand the story of her early years. My 21-year-old son has still not read it. It has been out for 2 years. I still don't think he's emotionally ready to hear what happened to me, but one day he will be, and all the facts will be there. Hundreds of years from now, my descendants will know who I was and what I stood for through my writings. I hope other generations will continue to be inspired by how I lived my life. I hope others will learn from my mistakes. Another reason I wrote finally was that I wanted to leave a positive legacy for someone I knew and cared deeply for. He was a beautiful person, but unfortunately lived his life in a way that did not demonstrate that. He died young and left behind unhappy memories for everyone who knew him. My book gives everyone who reads it the opportunity to know him through the eyes of someone who loved him and saw through it all. I was able to alter aspects of his legacy many years after he died. The documentation of my life in books and writings will be historical legacies for anyone who wants to know about me for generations to come. In that way, my memory will live on. Planning the legacy you want to leave for the generations who follow after you is a loving act. None of us will live forever, but we should all leave a part of us that will. You may not realize it, but your life has been influenced by or benefited from the lives of those who have gone before you. Your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, they have brought you to this station in your life. Each of us is a byproduct of all the ancestors that preceded us. They have left us the reality we currently live in. Their values and achievements affect our lives in ways we may not even realize. If your life is not written down or recorded in some way, the memory of who you are will fade with the years. You don't have to write a book to document your life. Many people are not motivated or are unable to do that. But everyone can keep a diary or journal. Everyone can video or audio record aspects of themselves that they want to share with others and to live on. How exciting would it be to suddenly discover the diary of a long-deceased relative? Wouldn't it be fascinating to hear them describe how life was in those days? How interesting would it be to learn about their life and read their stories? My paternal grandfather has been gone for over 40 years, and the memories of his character are still living on with those of us who knew him in life. The family knows several intriguing stories about his past. He was a bootlegger, rode the Pony Express, outlived three wives. But the details of the stories have been changed, blurred, or altered over the years. My father is the youngest of 12 siblings, some he never knew. He did not have a close relationship with or fond memories of the father he describes as cold, selfish, and unloving. That was my perception of my grandfather as well. But in June of 2010, a great nephew of my father's, a second cousin of mine, was doing genealogy searches to learn more about my grandfather. He found newspaper stories from 1902 about the fire that killed my grandfather's first three children, the siblings my father never knew, the aunts and uncles I never had. The family knew that there had been a fire and that his first three children had died, but that was all we knew. Learning the details through the articles my cousin found shocked and horrified us all. It was a tragic story. But what really struck me was how my grandfather's character was described, how warm and loving he was with those children, and how totally devastated he was after the incident. That was not the man my father knew or the grandfather I remembered. Apparently, that loss forever changed him, and understandably so. It turned him into an emotionless man of stone. Reading that story helped me to understand why he was the way he was, why he never got close to the rest of his children. Everything that happens to us trickles down in some way and affects the lives of our descendants. We want to be remembered for how we lived, not how we died. We want to share the gifts we have with others while our eyes are open. We want to die with no grudges or regrets. So we must live every day as if it is our last, because it very well could be. In the 1989 best-selling book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, author Stephen Covey gives an exercise that involves writing our own eulogy. He says when planning our legacies, we should think about our lives with the end in mind, not out of morbidity, but to give us clear focus of how we want our lives to turn out. The eulogy is to be written from the perspective of four speakers: a family member, a co-worker, a member of our house of worship, and a friend. We are to ask ourselves what these people would say about us if we died today. The eulogies we write become mission statements that help us to define the legacy we hope to leave. They help us determine where we are now and where we need to go to reach our destination. Covey's philosophy is that our minds create thoughts first, and then physical actions follow. So thinking about the end helps us to manifest the things we want. Some people feel more comfortable prearranging a plan of action for the legacy they want to leave, though there will be no guarantees that our legacies will live on exactly as we hope they will. But planning will boost the probability that our wishes will be fulfilled. If there is money, property, custody issues, or other assets involved, it is advisable that you plan. However, you do not have to have a material assets, or even plan to leave a legacy. Be the kind of person you want others to remember. Be a giver, not a taker. Keep your outlook on the brighter side of life. Be grateful for everything that comes to you. Take the good with the bad. Be honest and true in all your dealings. Be courageous and faithful. Be kind and understanding. Inspire others with the way you live your life. Love your family enough to plan ahead for the day when you will no longer be on this earth. If you have children or close relatives and don't have a will, it is wise to have one drawn up. Make your wishes known. Families often divide and fall apart when the deceased does not make his wishes clear. Often, the surviving family ends up fighting over his money, property, and possessions. If you would like to take it one step further, pre-plan your funeral. Make all the arrangements and pay for everything in advance. That is a very loving gesture that will take an immense amount of pressure off a grieving family. Tie up all your loose ends so your family is not left with a complicated mess to clean up after you are gone. Evaluate the way you live your life and the memories you hope to leave behind. Touch as many lives as you can. Leave an imprint that you can be proud of. Be aware. Live consciously and act deliberately. Make it a priority to begin living your legacy today. Tomorrow cannot wait. It may never come. Author Shannon Adler said it so well. Regrets are the last words you speak to your loved ones when you die, and the one thing we all fear when we live. I'd rather regret the things I've done and said than regret the things I haven't done or said. It is all the experiences and people you missed out on life that you will feel the most regretful for in the end. God will forgive you of your mistakes. But there is nothing to forgive if you have never even tried, done, or said anything that made a difference in your life or others. I'm sorry to say that we are out of time, but if you have any questions, feel free to email me at afinetimeforhealing@randygfine.com, or you can leave comments on my website. Please stop by to visit me on my Facebook page, Randy G. Fine, and like me. If you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower. More followers will get this show the recognition that it deserves. Visit my blog at randygfine.com for even more inspiration and join the list of devoted followers there. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author, Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.